In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Say, indeed, my Lord has guided me to a straight path, a correct religion, the way of Abraham inclining toward truth, and he was not among those who associated others with Allah. Say, indeed, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has he, and this I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims. Chapter 6, verses 161 to 163. Truthful is Allah, the Almighty. Preface to the fourth edition. This is the preface to the fourth edition of the book, The Message of Prayer, released during this blessed month. The first edition of the book was published in a similarly blessed month in the year 1385 after Hijra, corresponding to January 1966. The second edition followed a year later, in Ramadan of 1386, corresponding to January 1967. The demand for a third edition arose, which was published in Muharram of 1388, corresponding to April 1968. None of these editions included a dedicated preface due to the pressing demands of other commitments. Now, as we prepare for the fourth edition, we find, by Allah's grace, both the time and the health to provide a comprehensive preface that revisits some of the book's themes with a renewed perspective. There is no human endeavor more important, more complete, or more beneficial to both the individual and humanity at large than prayer. Allah, most glorified and most exalted, says, "Whoever desires honor, then to Allah belongs all honor. To him ascends good speech, and righteous work raises it." Chapter 35, verse 10. Good speech is monotheism. It is the declaration, "There is no deity but Allah." As for righteous work, prayer stands first and foremost, and all other virtuous deeds follow. Their validity depends on the validity of one's prayer. Prayer is the most emphasized obligation in religion. If the two testimonies are the first words to be uttered in religion, then prayer is the first act to be performed. Prayer combines knowledge with action based on that knowledge, which inherently makes it profoundly impactful in unifying the human entity. The wisdom behind its prescription lies in this immense benefit. Thus, prayer is not merely an activity for the elderly, the simple-minded, or the uneducated, as some young people today mistakenly perceive. Rather, it is fundamentally an activity for the intelligent. In this preface, we will attempt to clarify this matter. Discussing religion, humanity, intellect, and the unity of the human entity, which is the key to achieving the perfection we all seek, but often fail to attain. And Allah is the source of success.